This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. DoorDash, your door to more.
You know who came in handy over our wedding weekend? DoorDash. We were in Savannah getting married, beautiful weekend, but obviously with a baby and a lot going on with planning a wedding, there was a lot of little things we forgot, like batteries. Also, we had a little late night party with some friends, DoorDash some alcohol. It was amazing, you know, when you're, especially when you're in a city that you're not from, well, now he's familiar with Savannah, but you don't have all the convenience of travel and things like that. There is nothing better than having DoorDash by your side to send out and have whatever you need basically delivered right to your door, whether it's food, whether it's snacks, whether it's batteries, whether it's alcohol. DoorDash has you covered.
One of my favorite things about DoorDash is when you are leaving somewhere and you're so hungry and you're like, okay, I'm going to order DoorDash. And by the time I get home,
boom,
it's at the door.
I'm ready.
Hot
it's
and ready.
So good. So whether you're sick at home, you need to restock alcohol for that party, or you just need some essentials that you just don't feel like going out late at night, DoorDash has you covered. DoorDash, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to get almost anything delivered. Must be 21 years or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're crazy.
It's hydrate time. Hey, because it's glowing. My Hydrate Spark glows every time I need to drink water. An amazing app. I love the Hydrate Spark Steel because it keeps things cold for 24 hours. 24 hours.
Yeah.
Hot, beating sun at the beach. Doesn't matter where you go. You put your cool, wonderful liquids in there. And bam, whenever you need to hydrate, your body's thirsty more liquids. You don't know, but your Hydrate Spark knows when your body needs to drink water.
Yep.
And it lets you know. You get some water. It's amazing. So order your Hydrate Spark Steel today and get free U.S. shipping. Don't wait. Go to HydrateSpark.com/VIAL. That's Hydrate Spark with an I, H-I-D-R-A-T-E, Spark.com/VIALL.
Yo, Wi-Fi's. Yeah, we're landing on Wi-Fi's. There is this award ceremony called the People's Choice Awards. Maybe you've heard of it, but podcast is a category. You can nominate your favorite podcast. If this podcast happens to be, you know, your favorite, that would be great. And you could nominate Biofiles. You can nominate us 20 times per email address. So, you know, maybe if you know, want to do that, we can win this award together. You know, just there's a link in our Instagram in the descriptions or the notes for this episode. You know, we can win this award together. And you know, anything I can do to help, just let me know. You know, maybe we can hang out or anything. I'm not saying it would mean a lot, but also it would, if I'm being totally vulnerable and honest with you guys. So yeah, just, you know, nominate us 20 times, 100 times, tell your friends. That would be great. Thanks in advance.
Well, happy Monday. I hope you had a great weekend, and thank God for Mondays because we're here.
Yeah. You get to solve everyone's problems on Mondays.
Yeah. We got some great calls lined up for you. So if you are feeling down about yourself and you want to hear other people's problems, great.
Yeah.
If you are maybe having some relationship problems, maybe you might find some of this amazing content very relatable.
So relatable.
I hope you guys enjoy it. As always, thank you for listening. It means a lot. Also, if you guys want to tell all your friends how great these Ask Nick episodes are, we always appreciate you sharing on your social. I'll try to repost some of those on your Instagram stories. We do appreciate it. Can't thank you guys enough for supporting the show. Anything else?
No, just thank you for sending in your questions.
Yeah, sending your questions at asknickatcastme.com, cast with a K. Fun for us to read, I'll tell you what.
It's fun for us to interact with the audience. It's the show that we get to do that on, so I think it's great.
Right, and you get to be totally anonymous if you so choose.
Yes.
Or we'll make you famous, entirely up to you.
make you famous.
Thanks for listening, guys. We appreciate it. Let's just get to the calls. Let's do it.
Question time with Nick. Let's ask Nick your sexy questions.
How's it going?
Good. Going well. How are you?
Good.
Good. My name is Christine, and I'm 25 years old.
Hi, Christine. How can I help?
Hi. So I have had a best friend since high school. We went to high school together. We went to college together. And now we are still friends. And she has been dating this guy for the past 5 years. He was emotionally abusive to her and a big gaslighter. And we had kind of been telling her for a couple years that it's been happening. And so finally, last fall, she broke up with him. They were living together for the past 2 years. She was like, I'm done. We're through. And we were all so excited. She said how happy she was. And they moved out. And now that the pandemic has happened and they're both in the same city, they have reunited and are essentially dating again. And she's now calling him her boyfriend. As of even yesterday, I had a call with her. And I just am curious your thoughts on how far is too far to intervene in a friend's toxic relationship, because she has told me all of the horrible things that he's done. I've seen it in the flesh, and now it seems to be that she's kind of hiding him from us again, because I think she's worried about what we're going to say.
Sure. So she had, So she doesn't know that you know that they're back together?
So up until yesterday, so essentially the pandemic happened, they were kind of hanging out. And when we would ask her about him, she would say, oh, well, we're talking again. We're friends. We're taking it slow. And then all of a sudden yesterday, apparently a friend, friend's mom ran into her. And she was like, oh, what's going on? And she said, oh, my boyfriend. And the mom goes, oh, are you with a new person? And she goes, oh, no, it's my ex. And she goes, oh, my gosh, I thought you hated him. And she was like, oh, well, no, we're back together. He's changed, which is, you know, the ultimate umbrella word that she's been using, even though it's been less than 6 months that they've broken things off. So now, essentially, she's
listen, and there's not much you probably can do. Especially in this situation, there's kind of a saying, you know, you can try to show them, not tell them. You know, when you tell someone, though, you're dating an asshole, that's never works.
Right.
No.
It's yeah.
You have to try to show them, right? Somehow.
Right.
You know, actual evidence, like, see, this is what he's doing. You know, that sometimes that's even hard. You know, like if they're cheating, you actually have to show them that they're cheating or something like that.
Right.
You know, how they talk to, you know, but yes, you gotta have to try to show them, not tell them. In this situation, it sounds like, if I'm hearing you right, she broke up with him because she finally acknowledged the things he's done. She's not in denial that he was an asshole or that he gaslit her or whatever. All the shit he did. She's now convinced herself, whether true or untrue, that he's dating. And who knows? I don't know this guy. I guess it's possible, but we agree maybe unlikely in 6 months. She's just bored and lonely, you know? She tried to date, I'm guessing, in the past 6 months, unsuccessfully, maybe had a couple bad dates, maybe even liked a guy who didn't like her back, and then she just got desperate and impatient, and then he popped back in at a convenient time and has so far said all the right things. And right now, my guess is, if this is like any other situation, she feels a little bit empowered because she ended it. He feels a little bit like he's got to prove herself. Eventually, when they get back together, that will flip. They'll go back to whatever norm they had in their relationship.
Yeah.
And then you can just be the friend to once again remind her or point things out and show her and let her say it to you. You know, the truth is you're going to eventually, listen, as long as like she's not like in danger.
You know, right. And she's not.
Let her date the guy let her, you know, be the asshole that he is. He maybe, and if he's changed, then he's changed. If she's happy, like, you know, maybe, maybe he is. But I, in terms of like, what's the like intervention, I wouldn't do much right now. There's not much you can do. You don't
right.
know. Because if you go to him and say, well, I doubt he's changed, then you're sure. But she's going to be like, well, he's different. You know, I don't know. You have exactly. no leverage. You know, you have no evidence. Right. There's nothing you really can say.
Yeah.
She's a big girl. She's an adult. Right now, she's not asking you your opinion. She's actually trying to hide it from you. Mm-hmm. So, quite frankly, what I would be right now is a friend. Make her feel safe for her to talk to you about her relationship, even if it's not something that you love. Accept mm-hmm. her decision. Let yeah. her make her own mistakes, and then when it mm-hmm. probably happens again, not in a judgmental way, but be there for her and say, hey, listen, no judgment. I get it. I've been there before.
Yeah.
But maybe you were just bored and lonely, and that's why you gave him the benefit of the doubt. And hey, listen, you did that because you loved him and you wanted to believe he did change. But maybe next time you get bored and lonely, you won't give him a third chance or a fourth chance, as sometimes totally. People do, you know?
Yeah. No, that makes total sense. I think I've been trying to be that friend and just telling her that I am concerned for her, not just because I don't want her to be.
Yeah, she doesn't need again, to hear that. She knows you're concerned.
And she doesn't. She knows that. She and knows you're concerned. And
you don't need to point it out.
And that's where I keep. Exactly. Exactly. And so I think, and she feels that from me. So that's why I'm kind of like, makes sense in terms of being the friend, being there. And kind of, and I mean, we're in a pandemic, like I can't hang out with them. You know, the issue was before is that she would always say, well, it's totally fine when we're together. It's just the two of us. But we always have issues when we're with other people. And that's kind of where that's coming that's from, I weird, think, in my brain. Isn't it?
Yeah,
it's the weirdest thing I've heard. I mean, they've been together for years. They kind of had a weird period like this where they broke up like 4 years ago for a little bit. They kind of dated other people and then they were back. So it's kind of this like repeated thing, almost like you were saying, the third chance. And this is kind of her third chance, not her second chance. So that's why 25 and he's 28, almost 29.
Yeah, she's bored.
Yeah. She's bored. And I feel that. I totally.
I think right now you should almost be more like over surprisingly not judgmental by her decision, because there's not much you can really do right now. And then be there for her and let her feel comfortable enough for her to vent to you about him if she ever wants to. Because if you're judgmental now, right, she's not going to want to hear, I told you so.
Right.
So then she'll want to protect him longer than she otherwise even maybe wants to herself. And she's going to, oh God, he's being an asshole again. But now my friends are going to be like, I told you so. Like
she can't call you. Yeah.
So just make her feel like it's okay. We've been there before. We've taken some risks. And then instead of her making her feel like, well, you were bored, I told you so, just be like, hey, listen, ask simple questions like I always do. Mm-hmm. Are you happy? Do you want to be happy? What makes you happy about being with him? Are you bored? Do you think you are just, like instead of just attack, just let her ask the questions,
Totally.
Let her ask for herself, and then she might just go down that path. But there's not much you can do right now. Let him prove to her whether he's changed or not. And it will most likely won't take too much time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
No, my pleasure. Best of luck.
But, thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
Just be her friend.
I will. Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Chrissy, do you get motion sickness?
I get the worst motion sickness, especially when flying.
Yeah. A lot of people do. Vanessa puked on a plane when I was dating her.
When you move the runway, I get like motion sickness the first pull out.
Thank God Relief Band is here for you now.
Yeah.
So it's going to save your relationship. It didn't save mine, but Relief Band is helping people with motion sickness. Relief Band is the number one FDA-cleared anti-nausea wristband that has been clinically proven to relieve nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, morning sickness, chemotherapy, anxiety, hangovers, migraines,
and so much more. This product is 100% drug-free, non-drowsy, fast-acting, and provides all-natural relief with zero side effects. How it works is Relief Band stimulates a nerve in the wrist that travels to the part of the brain that controls nausea. Fascinating. Then it blocks the signal your brain is sending to your stomach, telling you that you are sick. Little trickery right there.
Trickery.
It's like that fuckboy.
I'll take all of it. It's like the fuckboy.
And apparently it's helped you.
Yeah.
Already. Chrissy.
No, I already am like obsessed.
You no longer have, you're loving it.
I do. Motion sickness and migraines.
So
those
as soon
are
as you
like
get off the plane, you're ready for the sex because you're not having to recover from the motion sickness.
Exactly. Or as soon as like I get nauseous from my migraine, you know, people have headaches and they don't have sex. Not anymore.
Well, so don't fall for the cheap bands you find in drugstores or see all over your Instagram feed. No, 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 no. Reclaim your life from the fear of nausea. Right now, Relief Band has an exclusive offer for Vile File listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code VIALL, you'll receive 20% off. So head to reliefband.com and use promo code VIALL for 20% off. Hey, make sure you're putting amazingly healthy things in your body. And when you do that, make sure if you're going to do it, especially for vitamins, you know where the stuff is. Ritual, doing amazing things when it comes to quality ingredients in your vitamins that make a difference for your body.
Yeah.
Designed specifically for a woman. Women.
They're coming out with the men. Like,
coming out with the men, but hey.
But they took care of us girls first.
Taking care of the women.
And I'm happy they do because it just will totally make me feel better taking these vitamins.
We're all trying to take care of the women.
But it is really good. I sleep better. I have more energy during the day. And then you don't get that crazy fish oil taste in your mouth because it's got like a mint.
I hate the crazy fish oil taste.
That like mint tab thing is like, whoever came up with that was genius. That person's a genius.
Well, in addition to their little minty thing they do that makes you not have the fish taste, it's a vegan certified, non-GMO, gluten-free, allergen-free ingredients that they source. Are all out there for the world to see. They just put it right out there. They're very proud of what they put in their vitamins. Not a lot of people are.
Easy on your stomach, so you don't get upset stomach from it.
Did you know that 40% of the women cannot properly utilize a synthetic form of folic acid? What?
Yeah.
Which can be found in many multivitamins. This is why Ritual uses folate in an absorbable form to help cover women's needs.
You don't think about that stuff.
You do not. Try out satisfaction guaranteed. Go to ritual.com/VIALL to start your ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/VIALL. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's your name?
I'm Brittany and I'm 29.
How can I help, Brittany?
So I've been dating this guy for a little over 3 years and, he's emotionally cheated on me twice. And, the most recent one was about a month ago and, they're coworkers, so it makes it a little harder. And I'm just trying to figure out a way to navigate on how to forgive him.
Okay. Well, what do you mean by emotionally cheating twice? Like, I think a lot of people have that could be a broad spectrum of things. What could you give some specifics on what he did?
So the most recent one, it was I saw some text messages, I guess, that were kind of a little too flirty. And also I found out that he went to her house, but supposedly was just helping with like hardware stuff. So, I mean, I don't know.
Okay. And did you confront him?
Yes.
And he said what?
He just said that, the only reason why he was texting her and saying that she was beautiful and stuff like that was because she told him that she was feeling bad about herself. So he was trying to say he was trying to make herself feel better. And that, and also that he knew he was in the wrong. And
how did you come across these messages?
So with the first one, I kind of always had trust issues, but I tried my best to forgive him. So like 2 years later, the recent one, I just had a bad gut feeling. I don't even know how to explain it. Like, I had this gut feeling that something was going on, and I know it's horrible, but I looked through his phone and I saw it on there, and he screenshot the photos, and he's not really tech savvy. So like the photos he tried deleting them, but then I saw them deleted files.
Okay, so he tried to cover his tracks?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not a good sign.
No.
And why are you so... why is your main... I'm not saying it's wrong, but why is your main goal to forgive him?
I mean, for one, that's what he told me I need to do. Secondly, I know...
from his point of view, sure.
Yeah. Secondly, I know me deep down, the only way I can get through it is by forgiving, because you don't want to always, live in the past.
That's assuming you stay with the guy. Is that not an option for you?
Well, I want to, I invested a little over 3 years and I obviously love him.
Sure, I get it. But I keep saying time served really isn't a reason to be in a relationship.
Right.
You invested 3 years. Yes. And if it were to end tomorrow by him, coming home from work and being like, all right, I got to be honest with you, I'm in love with this other person, we need to break up, you wouldn't have a choice in that matter. And then you would look back on the past 3 years and go, well, we had some good times and bad times, and I learned some things about myself, and this part just sucked, and there's nothing really to take from this, and it was still fun, et cetera, et cetera. And you'll move on, over a period of time. I guess what I'm saying is we all do that. It's like, oh, I was with this person for so long. Like, we should always be evaluating. Like, not like consciously necessarily, but we should always be evaluating how someone who we're with makes us feel. In a way, we should always be wondering, checking in with ourselves and our emotions and our relationship, and saying, am I still happy? Is it still good? Are we still progressing? Without considering how long you've been dating. There's a reason why you get married, you say your vows, you say till death do you part. And so you can sit there and debate whether should you ever get divorced, or should you work through problems, et cetera, because we, had these vows of death till death do us part. But you haven't said that yet. So there's a reason why. Otherwise, why don't you might as well just get married now, because you are talking as if, we've been together for 3 years, so there's really no option to break up. I have to always, no matter what happens between us, figure out a way to get over it or forgive him, because I've been dating him for 3 years and I love him. Right? And what do you love about him? I already know a couple things that you don't love about him based off of our early conversation. What are things that you love about him? I don't even necessarily need you to answer right now, but those are things you should constantly evaluate, especially when things like this go, what happened when you have a gut feeling that something's wrong. And then, yes, we can sit there and debate whether you should have checked his phone or not, but you found something, you have trust issues, as you mentioned, this is only going to hurt those trust issues. And so you need to then, before you start thinking about, well, how do I get over this? How do I forgive him? You need to start asking yourselves, do I want to? Am I happy? Can I get over this? Should I want to get over this? What are some other things about the relationship I like or don't like? Why did I feel this way? Is this a bigger issue? Do I constantly feel a little bit insecure about my relationship with him? Do I always feel like he's doing some shit? Those types of questions before you start asking the question, well, how do I forgive him? If it's somehow the way you talk is as if you did something wrong. Why is the burden on you? Like, why all of a sudden do you, he did some shit and now he's telling you what you need to do? Sounds fucked up to me.
No, I get what you mean. I don't know. I just feel like I self-blame a lot, and that's why.
Yeah, you're afraid. That's okay. You're afraid of the possibility of ending this relationship. You sounds like you have not a ton of power in this relationship. Only power is probably, and this might sting just a tad, but is to get insecure and accuse him of doing some shit and checking his phone and catching him once in a while and then putting him on the defense, in which he quickly just turns it around on you and will cop up
to like a couple things, be like, well, yeah, I guess I shouldn't have done this, and here's an explanation. And listen, maybe that's true. Maybe until he deleted some shit, you know, but listen, there's a reason why you shouldn't check people's phones, because yes, not everything you read is if you're looking for something, you're going to find it kind of thing. Right. And I have called women beautiful and tried to make them feel good. When I had a girlfriend, and that happened once where like my girlfriend saw something, and I had no bad intentions. I didn't want anything to do with this girl, but she was down and about some guy, and I was like, any guy would be lucky to have you kind of stuff. And then she read it, yeah. And I was like, why are you reading this? Like, you know, it's like, I was just trying to be nice. I don't want anything to do with her, you know, but at the same time, it seems like there's some other things going on here. So,
yeah, I think the issue is like the fact that he screenshot the photos and then deleted them. I think that's just super sketchy to me.
Yeah, right. But I'm not telling you what to do as far as this relationship, except that I think you need to take a step back, reset, stop. Your biggest priority right now shouldn't be, how do I get over this? You know, it should be, what do I want to do? And you should start thinking to yourself in terms of, I can do anything I want. How old are you again?
29.
I'm only 29. I'm beautiful. I'm hot. I can have pretty much any guy I want. Like, what do I want to do? Do I want to give this guy 3 more years of my life? I've already given him 3 amazing years. Wow, what a lucky guy. You know, do I want to give him more? You got to literally think in those terms. Not like, well, I've already invested 3 years with this guy. You know what I'm saying? You got to change your mindset. And like, he's done some shit. Yeah. And like, you know what? What he's done, it's not the worst thing, but do I want to forgive him? Because I don't have to. I definitely don't have to forgive him. I would be doing him a huge favor if I decided to forgive him. But do I want to? Is he worth my time? What are the other things he's done that make me want to like forgive him? Like, what am I getting out of this? Change your mindset in that sense. When you start thinking in those terms, and it's going to be hard. I don't think that's something you've been doing lately. But you should try to do that. You should listen to this podcast over and over when it comes out and start thinking to yourself in those terms. It might really change your perception of how you want to handle this situation. You know, make him feel like the fact that he feels comfortable enough to tell you have to get over this means that he thinks he has all the power and all the control in this relationship. And that should make you mad.
Yeah, it does, but...
But nothing.
I don't know.
who is this guy? Does he just have a massive dick? Like, what's so special about him that he can't...
Is it Ryan Reynolds?
Like what is... Is he super rich? Is he super... Like, what's going on here? Because you're just... The idea of leaving him isn't an option for you. And that's
I feel like it's not.
Yeah, I know. That's how you're sounding. And that's your biggest problem. And I'm not telling you should leave him, but I don't care who you are. I don't care what relationship. It should always be an option, especially before you're married. There's kind of romance in that. Someone every day should earn the right to be able to still call you their girlfriend or boyfriend.
Yeah.
And you have you've signed away. You're like, you know, you get to call me your girlfriend no matter what you do.
Yeah.
So what is it about him?
That makes me want to stay with him?
Yeah. Him specifically, how he makes you feel.
Well, he makes me happy, and he's actually probably honestly the funniest person I've ever met.
He's funny.
Okay. Humor is a huge thing for me. And, I don't know how to explain it. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Just putting me on the spot is kind of making me like, I don't know.
I think you should think about it. And that's fine if you want to stay with them. And there's other funny guys out there. And I understand that humor is a big deal. But there should be more, and it should be easy for you to list off.
Yeah.
And... No matter how much you love him and no matter how great they are, they should, you know, you don't want to, again, I'm not saying any time you're in a happy relationship, everyone should be on their toes and be like, oh, they could break up with me at any moment, but no one should ever be that comfortable, especially before they're married,
that they have this in the bag. And no matter what they do, this person will always be around to forgive them. And they shouldn't ever feel comfortable enough to be like, well, you're just going to have to forgive me.
Well, yeah. And I guess I forgot to mention, like, his other excuse why he said that is because, so he's 31.
Okay.
She is 22 or 23. I can't remember. And his excuse was saying, well, I'm not getting any younger. And he has, he's kind of insecure about himself. I don't know why. He has no reason to be, but he says he's very insecure how he looks like. And it just kind of made me feel like it's like, okay, am I not pretty enough? Am I not young enough? You know what I mean?
What does he mean? I don't understand what he means. It sounds just like some shit, he said.
Yeah, like he was just like, oh, I'm 31. I'm getting fat. I'm not getting any better looking. And so I'm what, like, okay, that doesn't make me feel better.
You appreciated the compliment from like the hot 22-year-old or something?
Yeah, so the attention of the younger girl basically made him feel better, which then made you feel like shit by him telling you that, because then you felt like you weren't a 22-year-old girl who like made him feel good about himself.
Right,
that
yeah.
Nice to do to you. You had like 4 cups of coffee today. Do you know what you should have had instead of 4 cups of coffee
today? I should have had, I've already had some Liquid IV today, just so you know.
Okay.
Because I drink a lot of coffee and I need to make sure I'm staying rehydrated because coffee is a natural laxative.
Because it gets you a boost that's like 2 cups of coffee, by the way.
Listen, if you like to sauce up and have a couple glasses of wine at night, you know what you should make sure you have before and after? Liquid. IV. Liquid IV is like drinking 2 to 3 glasses of water, and we all know how I feel about how taxing drinking water is. So I cut it in half. It's delicious. My favorite flavor is lemon lime. I'm decreasing my sugar intake by getting delicious hydration, lemon lime taste, because you know I like juice. I do. I like juice, and I'm trying to reduce my sugar. So many juices are full of sugar. Liquid IV, not so much.
It makes your water not boring.
It makes your water not boring. It tastes good, and you're hydrating. You're getting vitamins. You're getting potassium, vitamin C, so much stuff. So much goodness in there. Clean ingredients, non-GMO, vegan, and free of gluten, dairy, or soy. They have an energy multiplier. I use it before I work out. It gives me a little of that boost of energy. I'm just running down with this glistening body, just hydrated and
beach.
Energy. It's amazing. All thanks to Liquid IV. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code VIALL at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code VIALL at liquidiv.com. Start fueling your adventures today at liquidiv.com, promo code VIALL. Brain games, just keeping things sharp. You know, I need to keep doing it because I have so much going on, and I like to unwind with best fiends.
Yeah.
I know you like the cute characters, and you just have a ball. You've been traveling out lately.
Yeah,
getting some sex.
Actually, it's been so good because I can play it on the plane because I don't need the internet, and I could do it at the airport. I've actually been doing it a lot.
And I don't know if Chrissy,
I killed slugs. Like,
I don't know if Chrissy wants to know this. She loves it so much. Immediately after sex, she busts out best fiend. It's like an unwind.
I do, and then like what? I have to feed my brittle character.
It's amazing.
It's like important.
It's a ton of fun. They're constantly updating things. You can play with your friends. Like Chrissy said, you can offline. Cute characters. Again, they're new challenges, new puzzles, constantly keeping it fresh and fun for you and your friends. It's free to download and has literally millions of 5-star reviews on the Apple App Store and Google Play. Like I said, more levels, events, and challenges added all the time. So play away, people. Download Best Fiends free today at the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. Also, he's basically saying that, like, my ego
Is
more important than the stability of our relationship, because, like, as I get fatter and older, I'm going to need more compliments. I don't know. But, like, it doesn't make any sense. It sounds like he said it in a very convincing way that made you feel like you're supposed to be sympathetic to him.
Well, it actually kind of honestly made me feel like shit about myself more than anything. But okay.
Well, then he was unsuccessful in his attempt to subtly gaslight you.
Yeah.
So there we go. As we uncover this, as we talk more, it sounds like he doesn't make you feel as awesome of you as you just assume.
Yeah. Or
he makes you laugh. Congratulations. There's all, you know, I get it. I don't, you know.
Oh my gosh.
So
All I'm saying is you need to just be open to the possibility that you can do better.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if you've been with him for 3 years. You know? Yeah. There's plenty of 31-year-olds who are in their prime of their lives and in great shape and not getting fatter and more confident with themselves and would be lucky, feel lucky to have you. And
probably would have made you feel bad about yourself.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And I say this, unfortunately, your biggest problem is you, even though he sucks, maybe. And what I'm saying is, like, you just have to believe that you deserve more and that you want more and that dating is an option for you and that he has gotten 3 great years from being with you and has nothing to do with whether you invested your time. Listen, the past 3 years were about, it was your life. You invested in your life, and that 3 years included him. But it's not – if it ends, you'll be fine. It's not like – it's just – like, you know, people talk about relationships as if it's like some sort of like career. It's like, well, I invested 3 years in being a teacher and I don't want to start all over being, you know, I don't know, a geologist or something. I don't know, because like I lose tenure or all the vacation days that come with like me doing this for 3 years. No, it's just you'll break up with one person you used to have sex with and watch Netflix, and then you'll date another person you'll have sex with and watch Netflix with. Like, what are you really missing out on? You have this, and you can apply the same dating experience that you learned in the past relationship. And like,
now that should be a t-shirt.
You know, I just, we talk about it, it's like, we can't move on because like, I've built up so much equity. And like, what? Now, have you? Like, yeah, they're just, it's just a different dick, you know?
Oh,
also a t-shirt. So, metaphorically and physically, just be open to the possibility he's not your guy. Give yourself permission to consider other options. Take some of your power back. Stop feeling like you have to do these things. You have the choice. He is just an option. He's just a guy. And every day he should do the things that protect the relationship he claims he wants to be in. And it's not your responsibility to get over anything.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Start repeating this. You don't really believe me right now. So when this comes out like next week, just keep listening to me lecture you over and over and over. And
all right. Well, thank you.
All right. Take care.
All right. You all too. Right,
bye-bye. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. How can I help?
Okay. My question's basically on like the division of labor and finances. My boyfriend and I, we have 3 kids, 2 together, and 1 is my child from a last relationship. But I'm a teacher and he owns a business and he makes more money than I do. And he kind of, when he gets off work, he feels like he's worked so hard, so he doesn't really have to do a whole lot when he gets home. And when I get off work, I'm making the dinner, bathing the kids, and all those sorts of things. So my question to you basically is, and I get mad a lot, and he's like, well, I give you everything, and I pay for all these nice things for you to have, so you should just be happy. And, you know, so I just feel like I do a lot of work, and he doesn't have to do a whole lot.
He's telling you you need to be happy?
Yeah, he's like, you know, because we do have a house on the water and that sort of thing. He's like, I give you everything. You don't have to worry about money and where it's coming from. And I'm trying to, like, save money for our kids and college and all those types of things. Basically, he's saying that I don't have anything to worry about, so I should just be happy doing laundry.
But you are worried about something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I still pay. I pay some of the bills. I pay for childcare and I pay for BGE and the kids stuff and sports and that sort of thing.
You guys aren't married?
So it's not like we are not.
And that bothers you?
Oh, yeah. And that's another thing. I'm like, I'm not even your wife yet. And
does he know that?
Sometimes. I don't really say it like that. I have said, you know, I'm like, I'm doing a lot of wife stuff for not being your wife.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Has he been married before?
Yes.
He has.
Yeah. So he's divorced. I think he was married about 3 years, and that's why I don't like press it too much. But we've been together for 5 years now.
Does he have kids in that other relationship?
No.
So he only has kids with you?
Yes.
Listen, for someone you have two kids with and you've been with for 5 years, I think you need to be a little bit less passive aggressive and a little bit more aggressive with the things that you want. I mean, I understand there comes with some fears in terms of not getting the answers you want from him, but that's how you feel, right? You feel a certain way and it's frustrating you and you get mad, as you say, and like, he might even sense it, but you're going about it in a way that's, again, passive aggressive and indirect. So it gives him the opportunity to either A, be confused, or kind of like tiptoe around the real issue, because you're not really being direct with the real issue.
Yeah. I mean, I don't say a whole lot. I just kind of, he always says like, if you just ask me to take out the trash, I'll take it out. I'm like, why do I have to, okay, you know, ask you to do these things?
Like, yeah. Welcome to the struggle of men and women, you know. But that's not really the issue, right? All these other little things that are frustrating you are the bigger issue of, it sounds like you feel a little bit insecure about the stability and the long-term place that you will have in this relationship. You know, you want to get married to him. For whatever reason, you're not engaged and you have questions as to why, right? And instead of having a conversation with him about that, you have asked, you have tried to ask and answer these questions to yourself. And then with doing that on your own, you've created a lot of possibilities. And when we get in our heads about things and we decide to be, you know, the source of the information that can't, you know, it just creates more confusion and more frustration than we project that onto this person. And I'm not saying isn't to blame in some of this, but you're not giving him an opportunity to give you the answer you don't want to hear. You're all,
right. You know, yeah.
Certainly, like, listen, it'd be great if he was like, hey, let's get married and proposed and surprised you the way you envisioned and hoped, but
he hasn't.
And it may not, and he might need a kick in the pants. He might have some issues from the fact that he was divorced and he's got some baggage from that, and he's just treading his feet, and he's just, you know, it's just like, hey, I committed this one time, it didn't work, and now I'm not committing, it seems to be working, we have these kids. It's like, you know, I'm not saying it's great, but it doesn't mean he doesn't love you, and it doesn't mean he doesn't want to be with you, and there might be a reason why he's doing that, you know? But
I don't know. But yeah, when we do get in these arguments, he'll be like, and this is why, when people ask why we're not married, this is why. I'm like, really? Because I want you to do the dishes, you know, like, or I guess it's my attitude, he says. But
well, listen, at this point, it sounds like it's a little bit of both of you. Like, I mean, every relationship has its problems, and you're probably doing things that annoy him. He's doing things that annoy you. But what I'm getting at is, it sounds like you have some legitimate frustrations and you have some legitimate confusion about the relationship at a big picture level. And instead of addressing that, you're just letting your frustrations project out in ways that seem like annoying things to him. So then you fight about these little annoying things and you frustrate each other without ever addressing the big issue. So it's never really going to go away. So just sit down and be honest with him and be like, listen, I want to be with you and I'm scared and that you know, and yeah, I do want you to help around the house. I congratulations, you make more money than me. Whatever.
Doesn't, I say that all the time.
Doesn't mean I work less hard. Doesn't mean I have more free time than you. So like, let's do this. Let's be a team and act like a team. And you're just going to have to do that if you want to be with me. And as far as, you know, this idea when he says, don't let him say that shit. Oh, this is why I don't. Be like, what is that? What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what I say. And then he like leaves and goes and does whatever. Usually he has somewhere, like he has to go somewhere. And then we're texting each other and arguing about everything. And then we never address it.
Yeah. So don't fight. Yeah. This is a really hard thing people in relationships try to do. And I'm kind of like, I'm making this up as I go, so this might be just terrible advice, but I feel like, you know, you've heard the phrase like pick your battles, But more important, like, pick the time in which you have your battles. You know, like, again, focus on the things you want to address. But when you, when he leaves and you start just texting him every angry thought that you have, that is accomplishing nothing. it's all it is. It's just going to make him more mad. And you are probably justified with the things that you're actually frustrating, that are frustrated about. But, like, you know, pin him in a corner so he can't escape, you know, but, or just, but seriously, like, whether maybe it's couples therapy, but, like, you can't just, like, you know, if he, you know what I'm saying? Like, to stop, you know, don't text him angry thoughts after he leaves. It's not going to do anything. And if he's not acknowledging the things that you're, when you sit down and talk to him about things that frustrate you, and he's not acknowledging that, then that's a problem.
Yeah. I mean, he does. And, well, that's the thing. We argued, like, last week, and then this past week was really good because he kind of, like, did stuff around the house, helped me out and whatever. But then yesterday, and it comes down to also like his hobbies and my hobbies. He has a lot of hobbies. Okay. He hunts, he fishes, he crabs, he goes golfing.
What are your hobbies together?
We go boating together. We do like crabbing, fishing sometimes, but since we have little kids, usually he ends up going out and I'm stuck with the little guys. And that annoys me. So yesterday granted, he's doing things with our oldest. He plays baseball, so he coaches him. So 3 days a week, he was gone all day working, and then he goes to coach the baseball team, which is fine. I get it. But then another night, he went out to his hunting property, and he went out and put his cameras out. The next day, he went out and got drinks with a friend. The day after that, he took my son and the baseball team, and they all hung out. So he's like hanging out. I'm alone all the time.
Okay.
So, and
you feel alone.
Drives me crazy.
So,
yeah.
So tell him that.
And then I do, but he's like, that was our argument yesterday. He's like, I never get to have time with my friends, and you control me. That's what he told me. I'm like, I am not controlling you. I just want you to be around, you know.
It sounds like you guys have some issues you need to work out.
Yeah.
You know? But you're going about it is
not good.
Is probably pushing him away. Doesn't mean that he, like, you feel lonely. You have the right to feel how you do, right? And he can either want to change that or not.
Right. I guess that's my question. Like, how do I make him want to change? Because he's not. I guess he doesn't. Or, well, like, how to say it better. Yeah. Or make him understand. I'm like, you don't understand. And he's like, I do understand. I don't know. You know, that kind of thing.
I will say, like, you are list. You're like, you're, it sounds like you're keeping score a lot in terms of.
He says that. Yeah.
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 Which is just kind of, that's what it is. Someone who I've, yeah, it can feel frustrating or just like, well, fuck, man, what do I do? You're so good at pointing out things I don't do, you know, things like that. I'm sure he says stuff like that. But it sounds like he is not giving you what you want, and you deserve to feel that way. So you guys just have to take a step back. And I don't know, like, it sounds like maybe couple therapy would be helpful. You know, you guys aren't communicating. Like, here's what I can tell. You guys aren't communicating effectively. I don't have all the answers how you can do that. I'm not here. I can't. I'm not hearing his point of view.
Yeah.
But I don't think yelling him via text after he leaves is doing anything. And I don't think, like, listing out on a weekly basis things that annoy you about him are
a good thing
is gonna, like, make him want to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Pointing out what he can do to make you feel better and letting him know when he does and how it makes you feel and you're grateful for it is a good place to start. You know, do you make him feel like the things that he does do? Do you make him feel, and granted, he needs to make you feel good too, but, you know, sometimes when you compliment someone, they're more willing to want to give more rather than criticize them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've probably been kind of mean lately.
But it doesn't mean it's not coming from a place that he's playing a role too. You guys just aren't communicating effectively. So I can only speak to the things that you're saying that you're doing and telling you to stop. I don't know specifically all the things he's doing. And if he was here, I'd probably be like, well, what do you expect, bro?
Yeah.
Invite him on. He's welcome to come on.
Right.
I'd love to have him.
I'll ask him. Okay.
But yeah, I think you need to be direct with the things that you want. but in a way that's productive.
Yeah, I think I'm like, yeah, I'm definitely like afraid of, I don't know. I guess I'm afraid of what he's going to say. I don't know.
Yeah, you are.
I don't like confrontation. I don't want to fight with him.
You're lonely, but you're afraid of losing him, you know, and you're not married, but hey, look at it this way. You guys have some real problems and you're not married.
Yeah.
So you don't have to go through a messy divorce, but I mean, maybe you want that money. So there is that.
Yeah.
I feel like marriage or not, you have kids together. You could still take a lot of his mm-hmm. money.
Yeah.
Let's be real here.
He's like, well, blah, 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 this child, you'd get a lot. I'm like, okay, I don't care about that. But
has he talked?
I mean, he probably knows that too.
Has he brought up leaving, like ending the relationship?
Oh yeah. Every time we fight lately, yeah, he's like, I'm moving out. Let's sell the house, blah, blah, blah.
Listen, I think sounds like you guys need to take a step back.
But then I don't, you know, my friend's like, he doesn't mean that. He just knows it's going to make you mad. I'm like,
maybe, but he also might mean it.
I know. That's why I told him. I was like, well, you keep saying it, so you must mean it. He's like, I don't mean it. I'm like, okay, well, stop saying it.
Listen, like, it sounds like you guys are just like at each other's throats, and you're probably really fucking sick of each other, you know? Truth is, yeah, whether he is partly to blame, you've probably nagged and frustrated him enough that he wants to spend more time with his buddies and friends. You need to reset how you guys are fighting, take a step back. You've definitely, whether he's played a huge role in why you're frustrated and nagging at him, but you're at this point, all he hears is you just bickering and pointing out things that you hate about him. Mm-hmm. And that just doesn't make him want to spend time with you.
Sure.
Right?
I get that.
And that's not to say that he hasn't played a role, but you guys just need to figure out how you guys take a step back and point out things you like about each other and ways he makes you feel happy and vice versa, because he has to do that too, and see if you guys can reset. And it might take therapy. And maybe to say, listen, I know we've had a lot of problems, and I know I've played a big role in that too, but I want to stop fighting, and I love you. And what would you be willing to like talk to someone, like therapy, and because I don't want to keep nagging you, you know?
Right.
And I keep frustrating. And just try to do it in a way that's not making him feel like the bad guy.
Okay. I can do that.
Because he definitely feels like the bad guy. And he might, again, doesn't mean he's innocent here, but just talking to you, it sounds like he's at his wit's end with you.
He always says, like, all you do is say everything that's wrong with me, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah.
So, but he needs to do some stuff to make you feel not lonely.
Right.
So.
Okay.
All right.
All righty.
All right.
Thanks, Nick.
Best of luck.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. How can I help?
I am Becky, and I am 27, and I just want to get a little bit of advice about how to navigate the waters of dating my friend's brother. Ooh. Again, I guess, is the best way to put it. We broke up about 2.5 years ago, mainly because of distance.
Okay.
And I didn't want a long distance boyfriend, and he as well was working on himself or whatever, you know, that means. And we have since had different relationships that haven't worked out for either of us. And we've found our way back to each other happily and naturally. And my friend hates it. So, I guess it's a little bit difficult just because she's not happy about the way that she found out about it, which I can sympathize about, but we're trying to take it slow. And, in my mind, that doesn't mean go running and telling everybody, that I know within the first 2 weeks. So I guess I just want to, I know how it should be dealt with.
I mean, when things ended the first time, was it messy?
No, it wasn't messy, and we remain friends and cordial. Our families are really good friends, so there kind of wasn't really an option to be, I guess.
There's no clear way of handling this, except that, and it sounds like the little bit you're talking about, you doesn't sound like it's a drama situation. It sounds like it's sincere. It sounds like even maybe you two think that while you don't know the future, this could be your guy, right? You know?
Right, right.
If that's how you feel, then quite frankly, how she feels about it is fairly irrelevant, right?
Right, right. We had a... Go ahead.
Yeah, and so if she really is your friend, she'll understand because you are being sincere. If she stops being your friend as a result, especially if things don't work out, then not a great friend. My point is, like, you know, if you were just like, I don't know, you, if it was because you like drama and you were, you know, fucking with this guy and maybe you played him the last time and you're just, she just doesn't like it because she doesn't, she thinks it's a potentially toxic for, you know, but if she just finds it inconvenient to her, quite frankly, yeah, you know, she'll just have to accept it or not. And so I think you two and this guy, just keep pursuing the relationship with the best of intentions, with being open and honest and respectful of one another, knowing that you never know, and she'll get over it, or she won't. I mean, you know, you know what I'm saying? What I don't, here's why I say that, because I don't think either of you should waste any energy making sure she's okay. Because then all of a sudden you two, instead of focusing, using any energy, all your energy about your relationship with this guy should be focused on him. Your relation, your energy you put into your friendship with her shouldn't change. You get what I'm saying?
No, I agree with that. And I had told this guy that we had had the discussion after they had fought, sister and brother. He said, I don't want to have you lose your friend, so I'm willing to step away from this. Yeah. And then I said, that's not okay with me because I'm not interested in letting anybody else dictate what I'm doing in my life. It's the only reason.
Unless I'm hearing you wrong, it sounds like she's being a bit of a child about this. And so treat children like children. You know, you just kind of ignore them. Yeah, they throw a temper tantrum in the other room. They're crying because sometimes parents give in. And if they don't, they just fall asleep. You know, they just get tired and they just shut up. Right?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
When I just start Nick's babysitting service tomorrow.
I mean, listen, exceptions to every rule. But like when you put like, I have enough of siblings and parents, you know, like kids, they cry.
Yeah.
And eventually they just cry themselves to sleep.
This is true.
So I really don't. I think you and your this guy should consciously make a decision as a potential couple to say, we're just not going to acknowledge just what is the equivalent of a temper tantrum.
Right.
We're not doing anything wrong. We owe it to each other to see this through, and she'll get over it or she won't. But we're not going to use any of this energy about us on her. And if she wants to talk to you about being her friend the same way you guys talked to each other before, you will have that same amount of energy. And if he wants to have a conversation with her about being a sister, the same energy he used to have that relationship progress, he'll do that. But you're not going to fight about each other with this girl, his sister. You just refuse to.
Yeah.
It sounds like...
I agree. And I guess I just... everybody that I've discussed this with is not interested third party. You know, they have some sort of stake.
They're all going to have
anybody's
an opinion.
Emotion. So I'm like, I just need to hear like an absent third party.
I'm just saying, if you two, you and this guy, are sincere about your potential feelings, knowing that who knows how it's going to work out, but you really want to give it an honest try because you care about each other and you think there's a real future there, then I think the only two people you guys should consider when it comes to this relationship are each other. Like how everyone should. And when you start considering everyone else's opinion and how they feel about your relationship is a disservice to this potential relationship. And you could be hurting the chances of this relationship by doing this. They'll all get over it. They'll all accept it in the future. especially if this works out. If this works out to what you want to be, and if it doesn't and she wants to suck and throw it in your face later in life, then again, maybe she's just not the friend. But this is not about her.
Yeah.
She's a friend and a sister. If you guys get married and have kids, then like this is all going to be trivial.
Yeah.
So I honestly think you should literally ignore her. Refuse to have any conversations with her about her opinion about the relationship. And you just be direct with her and say, I don't want to be dismissive, but quite frankly, this isn't a, I love you. You're my best friend and I want to maintain this relationship. But like, this is important to me. It's a huge priority to me. It's a huge priority to him. And we only care about each other's opinions when it comes to this, because like, if this does work out between us, you won't be there when we're talking about buying a house or having kids or starting a family. Your opinion isn't going to matter. And if she's mature enough to realize that's just a fact of life, she'll get over it. Maybe don't say it quite as harsh, but I wouldn't be that much. Yeah. I wouldn't like, don't give her permission to feel like she has a say in this. She has, there's an entitled point of view that she has, that she feels like she has a say in the relationship she's not a part of. You know, just like a child sometimes thinks they have like a say in certain things that they're like, yeah, you're a kid. You don't have a fucking say. Shut the fuck up. Eat your dinner. You know, what's for dinner? Food.
Yeah.
You know, like
that's it. Yeah.
So that's what I think.
Well, ignore her. I can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ignore her and don't feed her what she likes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, she's throwing a bit of a temper tantrum. And when kids get away with throwing a temper tantrum, they feel entitled to keep trying to manipulate their parents into giving them what they want. So that's what sounds like is going on here.
Your potential boyfriend needs,
you guys need to be a united front though. You guys need to agree on this. You can't be the cold hearted bitch and have him being like, well, sis, I'm sorry. What do you want me to do? You know, you two need to be in a united front that like, while you love her, you two are going to make this a priority because you really think there's a chance there. And you're not doing it to be mean to her or cold. You're doing it because, you know, but it's important you guys are a united front.
And I think that's the way that we're going. But it is just a little disappointing that the whole thing is happening because it's like 3 weeks into this. And it's just, this isn't taking it
slow.
Stop
asking for people's opinions that don't matter. You guys are inviting other people's opinions by asking, well, what do you guys think? I'm like, well, if you ask me what I think, I'll tell you. And you're like, oh, well, that's not what I wanted to hear. Well, why'd you fucking ask? It's just the only opinion about your relationship should be his and yours. Stop asking people's opinions. Fuck them.
I can do that.
All right. Great. Excited for you guys. It sounds like
easy enough.
Some real chances here. You're going to be great. But yeah, I think this is an easy problem to solve. And as long as you guys have the best intentions for each other, you guys will have a real shot to make this work.
I think so. Well, thank you.
All right. Well, take care. Wow, that was fun. Wow. Thanks for listening, guys. Be sure to subscribe. Send us your reviews. Be sure to check us out on Wednesday for the wonderful, talented, very funny Esther Provitsky. You won't want to miss it.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.